afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hello everybody and welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Gary Lucy. How you doing, Pat?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Oh, man, I'm great. Matt, everything okay over there?
Good stuff.
All right. I didn't put those songs in order. That's going to be okay. We're just going to wing it.
Oh, wow.
Good call. Yeah. Songs aren't in order?
That's okay. Yeah, that's okay.
Pre-production meeting failure. Pre-production meeting failure.
Minor in order by question mark. You getting that? Like one question mark is the first song?
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, I see. See? Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's pretty cool, actually.
All right, thanks.
We're taping this at night. Usually we're like, we do it first thing in the morning. We do some calisthenics, like a Japanese corporation. We get together, we work out, yep. And then we do a thing. But now
just
it's like
in Gung Ho. And then we build up a Subaru.
That's right. Now we got some
Suzuki.
Romantic lighting in here. I like it.
And this is the closest we've ever cut it to a recording before air. This will air tomorrow.
We can talk about the news of the day, and then instantly people will be like, wow, this is really happening.
I am holding up today's newspaper.
Magic Johnson.
OJ acquitted.
Bought what? The Dodgers.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
Although there were like many other people involved.
Magic Johnson bought the Dodgers?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
It's an impulse.
You saw it on the shelf.
Was it on eBay? Were the Dodgers on eBay and he just bid?
He went buy it now.
That may have been what happened because he overpaid by quite a bit.
Yeah. It was $2
billion.
Right?
$2 billion.
How much?
That's like Dallas Cowboy money. That's not what the
How
Dodgers
How much money
worth?
Does Magic have?
Well, it was he's part of an investment group.
What's the markup on those snow caps at the theater? That is ridiculous.
At the Magic Johnson Theater?
One for Hunger Games, please. $37.50. Matt saw Hunger Games. He won't shut up about it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
The girl's name in the movie, the character's name is Katniss. And every time...
Okay, my wife listens to the show. I already annoyed her once with this. We don't have to say it again.
I
was surprised to learn that Katniss was a type of plant from the books. That's what I
really?
Learned. Yeah. Huh.
No, you're thinking of a cactus.
Oh, that's it. Oh, I'm not a strong reader.
You're not a good reader.
We do have fun though. Speaking of fun,
yes.
Oh, Gary's got fun.
I have this is a segment. This is Gary's groovy grab bag. So this is I wanted to play some things. Matt, if you could cue that track, fun track, up to about 48 seconds.
You got a theme song for Gary's groovy grab bag?
Not just yet. Do you want to make one up right now on the spot?
No, I don't know. How about if I just, I thought maybe I was just going to stick my hand in your pocket. That's Gary's groovy grab bag.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
But check this out. This is, I think this is still the number one song in the nation. Listen to this. I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget. But between the drinks and subtle things. Did I say 48?
I thought you said 20.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay. Here we go.
We're almost there.
We'll get there. So have you heard this, Pat?
No.
Maybe you'll recognize this part. Feel like falling down. I'll carry you home tonight. We are young. So let's set the world on fire. We can go brighter than the sun. I think that's still the number one song in the nation. It's a group called Fun, little F, little U, little N, period. And I thought, oh, that sounds kind of familiar. And I was saying, like, it kind of sounds like The Offspring or something like that with those gang choruses.
Yeah. And it also sounds like a bunch of classic rock stuff I like all put in a blender and spit out for the new generation.
Well,
Hi, I said that.
It's working out good. And then I looked it up and I said, oh, Fun used to be this band that I used to like called The Format. And I said, yeah,
they've reformatted.
They've reformatted into this new thing. But this is a song I've been dying to play on the show. So I said, if you like Fun, seek out The Format's album called Dog Problems, which is funny.
And you have to be when you name your band like something like Fun.
Yeah.
You have to be good because the critics can run wild with a name like
True.
That.
Fun none. But check this out. Much. This is called She Doesn't Get It by The Format, currently known as Fun.
Got the same girl's hair. Well, I am bored 'cause I feel my charm.
So that's the format there, just for your information. Next up, if you caught on the grab bag, if you caught the season premiere of Mad Men on Sunday, you heard this song.
Yeah.
Hold now, on. I haven't seen it yet. Is this going to ruin the episode for me?
Spoiler alert. No, it won't.
I did see it.
This was sung by Don Draper's hot wife.
Zooby, zooby, zoo.
The party.
Zooby, zooby, zoo. Zooby, zooby, zoo. Zooby, zoo, zooby, zoo.
After watching Mad Men, I made my wife clean the living room the next day. I threw pretzels all over the floor. I said, get in here. Panties and bra.
So that's the original version of that song, Zooby Zooby Zoo.
That's cool.
Just to be clear, it's Zoo Bizoo Bizoo. Where Z-O-B. I thought it was a song from Sesame Street called Zooby Zooby yeah. Zoo.
Like Doobie, but Zooby, yeah. Yeah.
And does that mean something, Zooby?
It's like Kiss Me Now or something like that, or something provocative in French.
Yeah, my wife's cleaning up the living room. She's cleaning up these pretzels.
Yeah.
And then she told me to stop looking at her. And
yeah.
She told me I was too old to have this.
Oh.
So.
And she pointed at the Xbox. You're too old to have this.
Well.
Wait
a minute. No, that's what
how did you know that I call it her Xbox?
Horrible.
I actually call it her V-Box.
That's terrible.
Don't let your kids play with the V-Box until they're old enough.
It's your first wife. You call that one the Xbox.
That's right.
Hey-o.
Oh, I love it.
Look out.
Break out the scotch. It's like Mad Men in here all of a sudden.
Fire at night. Nighttime record. Lucy Goose.
But I had interesting anecdotes about Zooby Zoo. Originally recorded by a gal named Jillian Hills. Who was back in the 60s, she was like in a long line of new Brigitte Bardot replacements, but never quite made it. She was in Blow Up. She had a part in Clockwork Orange.
Mm-hmm.
But she was married to, and still is, to a fellow named Stuart Young, who is the longtime manager of AC/DC. There's your connection.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess he's their uncle or something.
Yeah,
right?
He must be related, Young.
Yeah. So, and he managed the Scorpions and Foreigner. And pretty much anybody you have out in the car right now.
Awesome.
ELP, Cyndi Lauper, Billy Square. So.
Well, pretty soon all my music will be in a cloud.
That's right. It'll be in the cloud.
Yeah,
you can laugh, but I've got access to 7,000 songs in my pocket.
Yeah, it's just not fair. Like, I collect my music. I collect the songs. And now some kid's just going to go, how many songs you have? I got a million.
In the cloud.
Yeah. What did you do? Did you pay for any of those? Whatever.
I'm glad you brought that up about collecting. For some reason, I remembered, did you guys ever collect Chew Bops? Remember those?
That sounds familiar. No.
It was little tiny record covers, about 2 inches,
yep.
And they had bubblegum records inside.
Yep, I did collect those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to remember the ones I had. I remember I had that one with Robert Palmer shaving, and I had Pat Benatar in the Heat of the Night.
Look, kids love Robert Palmer shaving.
Yeah, that's
what kids want to collect.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's probably a website devoted to it or something.
It probably is. Chew Bops.
Yeah, but I was thinking, like, there's got to be something to satisfy the collector in you, with just, there's someone who's, just wants to have access, to the cloud or whatever, but something like, maybe like when you, when you download something, maybe they'll send you a Chew Bop size thing to have, or something like a badge to wear.
I need something to hold and touch.
You could still have that. This is just a great convenience. I'm using this technology for the show right now.
Oh, I understand.
Because like every week, you guys are like, "Hey, Matt, play something out." And I'm like, "Oh shit, that's on my home computer, but it's not here." Now it's everywhere. I've got it all.
Yeah,
it's all at my fingertips.
Yeah, it just makes it not fun.
No, it's great.
Well, it'd be like if I had a pair of glasses and I could see any movie in these glasses that I wanted to see.
Yeah, then you wouldn't care to watch a movie ever.
I don't think you would.
Yeah.
I can do it anytime I want to.
Then you're not wasting your time on movies anymore.
Well, I guess on my deathbed, I'd get a lot of play out of that.
Ironic, yes.
By the way, I posted this on the Facebook page under the Rock Solid account so that everyone would think I was you. Do you guys, we've never talked about this, do you guys have that channel, Palladia?
Yes.
Oh, right, yeah.
That channel is like... It's like someone went into Pat Francis's brain and was like, what can we do to satisfy?
Foreigner, Asia, Sammy Hagar. It's crazy.
It's just concerts.
I know.
Yeah. One after the other. Yeah, it's insane. Anyway, they had Foreigner in concert on Saturday night, and I stumbled on it.
The other night, my daughter's in the bedroom. She's like, I'm really bored, and Rita was in the living room watching something. that Sarah didn't want to watch. She goes, can I watch something in here? And then to be funny, I go, oh, yeah, I have something on tape that we can watch. It's a Cheap Trick concert. So I put it on. You know, just I was just doing it as a joke, and it came back and bit me in the ass because the intro, I forgot the recorded intro for Cheap Trick concerts, is a woman, and she goes, please welcome the best fucking band. And I was like, oh, no. And then I'm like, ah, I'm trying to like mute it and everything. And then Sarah heard it. And she, I turn around and she just looks at me and goes, you put it on. You're right.
That's like Zoe's obsessed with the Fresh Beat Band, which is one of those shows on Nickelodeon. Oh, yeah. And they have a song. Na-na-na-na-na-na, let's go bananas. Na-na-na-na-na-na, let's go bananas. Anyway, she loves it. So I was playing that for her, and I was like, oh, you know what she would like if she likes this song? And
Zoobie
I went,
Zoo?
Yeah. Clean up the living room. I put on that Gwen Stefani song, you know, Holla Back Girl.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no. This has bananas in it, too. And then I was like, this shit is bananas. And I was like, wait, I can't even work around that. It's the exact part of the song
right.
that I was trying to get to.
Clean version.
Every time your child hears a piece of profanity, it's like that game Don't Break the Ice. Like a little bit of their innocence goes away.
I know.
And they'll finally just going to crash.
And believe in my house, they do not hear it from us because we're really good about that. But
well, congratulations.
Oh, well.
Good for you.
Well, thank you.
Father of the year.
Let's thank you. Let's get into it.
Oh, wait. Finally, one last thing. This is my jam. This is
sorry.
This just out today. You could download this for free on their website. It's the brand new single from Best Coast. It's called The Only Place. Matt, kick it. I should have put these songs in order for
hold
maximum
on.
Kick-a-ching.
Just pull it from the cloud, Matt. I'm sure it's easy.
It's easy when Gary puts them in order, which he didn't do this time.
Go-Go's are back.
Sounds like that, yeah.
It's the Go-Go's.
This town is our town.
We wake up with the sun in our eyes. It's no surprise that we get so much done. But we always, yes, we always.
So you hit the chorus here.
We always have fun. Yes, we always, yes.
So there you go. They're giving out that away on their website, so you could get that. That album's going to be huge. Produced
cool.
by John Bryan, May 15th,
oh, great. That's
I believe.
Cool.
So yeah, it's Best Coast.
I'll check that out.
Why not? All right, closing up the grab bag.
All right. I'm not going to tell you what the topic is for today. We're going to play a little song that will tease the topic. I mean, probably nail the topic right on the nose. But let's listen to a little bit of this, and then I'll tell you what it is and who it is and what's going on.
William Shatner can, I can too. Captain Kirk's gotta sing the blues. Just another celebrity with nothing to lose. Singing for my supper with my hat in my hand. Oh, I'm Hollywood's answer to a Renaissance man. Russell Crowe was on the Leno show, singing some song that nobody knows. He's got an Oscar now, he's got a guitar. Just like that, he's a rock and roll star.
I think that's good.
Who's that?
Hold on. We're supposed to play a guessing game.
Well, the topic today, if you haven't guessed already, it's actors who sing.
Yes.
Now, that doesn't mean that we like these songs, although we could like some of them.
Yes.
We just found songs sung by legitimate actors, people that you might not even know have albums or songs. But because I dug deep, and man, I found people that didn't make my list, I'll tell you later. I could not believe that Toni Collette has an album. It's crazy.
Holy shit.
But do you guys want to guess? What I did for my songs, I didn't put the artist,
Gary so I don't know who.
Guess.
Yeah,
you have no idea who that is?
Even though I'm playing it, I can't say. But to me, that doesn't sound like anybody I know. Is it an actor we all know?
Well, it's from the album Live and Unplugged to benefit the Purple Rose Theater.
Oh, Jeff Daniels?
Jeff Daniels.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Jeff
okay.
Daniels.
How about that?
Nice.
Jeff Daniels has a couple of albums on iTunes, and I listened to that song. I'm like, oh, that's perfect. That's perfect to tease the topic.
Cool.
And that was a fun song. I like that song.
I like it,
too. He's making fun of it. He's making fun of the fact that, hey, look what I'm doing.
Doesn't sound like Jeff Daniels, though.
I know.
He really puts it on.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Not bad.
Did you know that, maybe everybody knows this, but they kind of did a Back to the Future there with Eric Stoltz and Michael J. Fox. Like, they filmed a ton of Purple Rose of Cairo with Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
I just found that. I watched a Woody Allen documentary. Like, I'll just watch a couple minutes of this. I know everything already. Enthralling. Watched the whole 4 hours. It was really good. But yeah, I was surprised to learn that.
Did they have any footage of Michael Keaton?
They had some stills and stuff. And it just looked wrong. Just like, oh, you're messing with my mind. But yeah, Jeff Daniels was so great then.
Poor Michael Keaton. And then he's never been in a Woody Allen movie since that.
I don't know. Maybe he has.
I don't think he has.
Really has? I bet he must have been. There's been so many movies. It's like jury duty. You got to be in there.
I know.
The only one, I don't think he has. The only thing I could think of is
that horrible one,
Celebrity or whatever it was called, right, where everybody was in it.
I guess he, what are you going to do, replace me? Yeah, so he was like once bitten, twice shy.
Did he really say that?
With the Woodster. I don't know. Maybe that's his attitude.
I don't know.
But we're getting off the topic.
All right.
Let's talk about celebrities. Isn't like movie stars who show up in, this isn't like rock stars who show up in movies. This is people, their day job is actor.
Yeah.
They said, I'm going to sing too.
Everyone on my list has legitimate albums out there and more than one.
Just to answer me, is there Dogstar in our future?
Give it to me straight. Okay. Because I don't think he sings for Dogstar.
I guess you're right.
He plays bass.
Keanu Reeves. He just plays bass. So yeah. These are actors who sing. No. These aren't actors who can't act.
Come on.
Pull the show. Whoa. He's castable. You can put him in the right role. Anyway.
So, Gary, I'm going to let you go first.
Okay. This is, let's start with one that's, it's kind of from the same era as Zooby Zoo. It's a guy, you might know from the Pink Panther movies or something like that. Peter Sellers put out an album with Sophia Loren. He's doing crazy characters and stuff like that.
Whoa.
And let's just hear this. This is
when you said Pink Panther, I thought it was going to be Ted Wass.
Yeah, almost.
Oh, doctor, I'm in trouble.
Well, goodness gracious me.
For every time a certain man...
This is my in-laws singing.
A flash comes to my face, and my pulse begins to race. It goes boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
This whole left channel, right channel thing is a torture with the headphones.
Well, goodness gracious me.
So he's kind of like this Hindu doctor. Oh, wait.
How does this happen? When did the trouble start? You see, my stethoscope
is this
gone.
Is racist.
Think even Dr. Demento would be like, yeah.
Later on, he rhymes one jab with punjab. Talking about giving it an inoculation. But they end up getting together at the end. It's a cute story. But
Peter Sellers.
So there you go. That's just that's an example. That's just our jumping off point.
Okay.
Not a good one, but
well, my next one. This is you guys are gonna be able to guess this pretty well. Matt, you might not. You'll definitely know it, Gary. This is the first time when I was a kid that I ever heard an actor who I watched weekly actually sing, and I liked this song then, and I still kind of like it now. Let's hear it.
Don't give up on us.
Yes.
Don't make the wrong seem right. Future isn't just one night.
Matt's brow is furrowing.
Don't know the song, don't know the voice.
This is
but if you watched him every week, it's gotta be Hervé Villechaize.
Cop Show.
This is Don't Give Up on Us. Gary, who sings it?
This is Eric Estrada.
David Soul.
It's David Soul, Hutch from Starsky and Hutch. Mm-hmm. Legitimate hit. This might have been a number one hit, maybe.
I think it was, and I thought, like, for all the problems that Starsky and Hutch movie had, I thought it was pretty genius how they worked this in with Owen Wilson singing and stuff. Yeah,
that was completely lost on me.
David Soul, Don't Give Up on Us.
Anything by the Heights? You got anything about
that? That was number one in 1976 in the UK and in the US.
All right,
way to go, David. One hit wonder.
Yeah, because I guess like they just needed things to sell, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
There wasn't enough things on the shelves.
There wasn't
in
enough
the 70s.
I still like that song the way I like other like 70s one hit wonder songs like The Night Chicago Died and stuff like that. That I like that.
That's fine. It's zappy. It hits the spot. Okay, here's a song I predict that you're going to love.
Me?
Yes, you.
Okay.
This really, and I'll let you guess who it is. It really reminds me of that. What's the Bangles album with In My Room? Everything or something like that.
Oh yeah, Everything. Yeah,
kind of that late period Bangles. Cool production, especially kind of the bridges of it. And try and guess.
This person might be on my list already. I'm kind of thinking.
we already know it's the late 60s.
Yeah. There was a girl I knew who always wanted to be the
one to stand out from the crowd. Always believed that she I love this. Was gonna live her dreams, that what went down was gonna come around. This is legit.
Hell yeah.
She's a triple threat, Pat. She sings, she acts, and she drunk drives.
Oh, this is Lindsay Lohan?
It is.
My second guess was Lena Horne.
Title track of the Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
That's pretty good.
That's not too shabby.
She never heard it, but that's
too shabby
good,
at all.
Yeah.
She really can sing and she can act, but it just.
But she also can snort and shoot and drink.
It's not cute anymore. Yeah,
no, it's not.
It's a shame.
Anymore. It was adorable when she was 16.
It was young. Wonderful. She was precocious.
Shooting the horse.
Freaky Friday when she would tie off. Okay, Matt, here we go. Let's just. This is a song called Don't Look Back, and it's I think it's a cover, and here's let's just play it because I can't tell you anything. There ain't no hiding place. Love has its problems, you know. Their problems will decide to face. From 1999. But if you just put your hand in mine, we're gonna leave all our troubles behind.
I'm gonna guess the Bacon Brothers until it's right. So I'm gonna say Bacon Brothers.
That is the Bacon Brothers.
That is the Bacon Brothers.
That's Kevin Bacon. That's Kevin Bacon. I call him Kevin Bacon and his brother because no one cares. No one cares who the brother is. Maybe his name is Michael. Maybe his name.
It is Michael. Yeah. Jane, my wife, used to babysit for Michael Bacon, and
would he always give her free albums and stuff?
Yeah, always invited.
Hey, you want one of these? We have a whole bunch of them.
There's a lot of them, but they also had a dog named Jane. So like, yeah, that's kind of how they met. They were like in the elevator once, and you know, like he was like, Jane, shut up, Jane. She thought I was talking to her with she was talking to the dog. But nice guy, but yeah, it's a shame because it kind of doesn't matter.
They play out the Canyon Club a lot, which is right by my house. If you want to see the star of Quicksilver, you just run and go out there.
What did I see recently that he was in? Well, he was in everything. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's in tons of stuff.
He's
a movie star.
Villain in something, but yeah, that was...
That's the Bacon Brothers.
That's the Bacon
Stick
Brothers.
Stick to what you do best.
Now, here's another guy who is in... every movie. This one's kind of cheating because he doesn't really sing this song. He just kind of makes several cameos in the thing there with the arrow. He makes several cameos, and I think it'll be very obvious who it is.
Okay.
This was a big hit in like 83 from the album Keep Moving. It's Madness. Listen carefully for the clues.
Okay.
I am Michael Caine.
I have no idea. Let me listen again.
Okay, see? Wait, no, it'll come up.
My name is Michael Caine.
It's crazy.
That's awesome.
I'm gonna guess Michael Caine.
Yes, that's right.
What's crazy is that's a legit band. You know, like all this other stuff is just like, you know, vanity projects. But that's like they're totally legit. And then somehow Michael Caine worked his way into the studio.
And how Michael Caine won't say no to anything.
Nope, he will not.
Yeah.
Like, I'll do it.
To quote the great Dennis Miller, back when he was great, I was watching. What was his joke? I was watching my
Michael Caine cho-cho.
Yeah, no,
is that his joke?
Watching my cousin's wedding video, and damn it, if Michael Caine wasn't in the film.
That's a good joke. Yep, 9/11 made him unfunny, turned him into a pussy.
Never forget.
All right, let's get a lady in the mix here. Mm-hmm. Just crank it up.
All right.
Just crank it. I can't tell you anything. It's from 2005. Nice. From the album.
Out to the entire world.
Oh, I think I know it.
Doing her best Patti Smith here, I think.
kind of cross between Patti Smith and Patti Smythe.
Maybe. This actress has a lot of albums, like maybe four.
Do you know it, Gary?
My language, baby.
Yeah, is this Juliet Lewis?
This is Juliet Lewis, Juliet and the Licks.
Right, right, right.
You're speaking my language. All the boys and all of the girls.
It's all right.
It's punky.
I mean, like, if it weren't Juliet Lewis, you'd be like, okay, this is music. Like,
right, yeah, you might. Yeah, you would.
It's, you wouldn't, I think, question it very, its existence.
Sounds very much like Patti Smith.
Well, you know, she was in the voice. That great remake of Cape Fear from 1990-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And the true Hollywood badass from the original Cape Fear, Mr. Robert Mitchum. He tried his hand at music too. Now this
segue, I love that segue.
That was an incredible segue.
Unbelievable.
I'm exhausted. This this movie, it inspired one of the greatest cut one side ones of all time, and I'll leave you to guess that since I already said the name of the guy. So why don't you go ahead and play that?
Let me tell the story. I can tell it all. About the mountain boy who ran illegal alcohol.
This is Mitchum?
Yeah.
Son, he drove the load. When his engine roared, they called the highway Thunder Road. Sometimes into Asheville, sometimes Memphis town. The revenuers chased him, but they couldn't run him down. Each time they thought they had him, his engine would explode. He'd go by like they were standing still on Thunder Road.
Is the guitarist down the hall from the studio?
Yeah, exactly. He couldn't make it. He had to phone it in.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load. And there was moonshine, moonshine, Christ the devil's
curse. I would just think this is one of those cowboy guys from that era. I wouldn't think it was Robert Mitchum.
Sounds like Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, any of those. Oh, it's Mitchum, though. Oh, man, just high on tea. Just doesn't even care. Love that guy. Kids. Kids, see this movie. See Thunder Road. See Night of the Hunter.
That gives me an idea for my own song.
Bruce, did you enjoy that?
I just feel like I gotta get on my own kind of Thunder Road.
How many times did you see that movie?
Oh, let's see. Well, I was once in the theater. It was one. You know, once on VHS. Two.
But then that's it. I didn't get the Blu-ray.
That's not the real Bruce, everybody. That's Matt. Well, all I can say about this next artist is much like the guy who I hate, Chaz Palminteri. This guy can also go fuck himself.
Wait a minute.
This is from his what?
No, there's two people that on the show you famously said you can't stand. This might be the other one.
No, this is not Joe Pesci. It's not Joe Pesci. It's not Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, that's three.
This is from 2004. This is from an album called "I Just Want to Hear the Words." And why? Just play it. Why?
In the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true.
Oh, no.
Someday I wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far.
Is Danny Aiello?
Yeah, go fuck yourself, Aiello. Turn it off. How dare you? Why is he recording anything?
Wow.
Come on, Danny Aiello. Good guess, Gary.
Wow, man.
That was amazing because it didn't sound, he was singing in an upper register. It was totally.
He hit some clunky notes soon after you turned it down.
Go back to the pizza place, you fucking
mook. Yeah, I was thumbing through my Italian character actors, and because I remember Uncle Junior recorded an album.
Yes,
and that Joe Pesci had that terrible album that we played on Bad Moments in Hip Hop. Yeah, so I said, oh, it must be Aiello, but there must be a crowd for that. The people who miss.
But doesn't Uncle Junior like has an amazing voice, doesn't he?
I think so. Yeah, and he sings more traditional folk songs and stuff. Yeah. So
Danny Aiello, I'm sitting there with a plate of the worst pasta you've ever seen and a piece of a horrible chicken parm. Ugh, terrible.
Yeah, that was terrible. Unfortunate.
Gary, jump into it.
Oh. Well, we're going to go with another Italian fella, or a member of a famous Italian family, but I think he might be of the Jewish persuasion, this particular kid. He's a half-breed. He's a half-seed.
No, but this is
a fella who was he was a drummer in the great band Phantom Planet, and then he went on to his own solo project that he calls Coconut Records.
And he sings?
And he sings, too. And it's Jason Schwartzman. This is West
his brothers
Coast.
In Rooney. Hi.
That's right.
God damn it, Pat.
A Rooney reference.
For a second there, I thought you disappeared. It rains a lot this time of year. Still around, no, no. And I miss you. I'm going back home to the West Coast. I wish you would put yourself in my suitcase. I love you, standing all alone in a black coat. I miss you. I'm going back home to the West.
That's pretty legit, right?
That's legit.
Yeah, it's Rooney-esque.
I know that a lot of Hollywood executives listen to the show. So look, before this Jason Schwartzman gets 1 year older,
yeah,
will you please make this fucking Keith
make
Moon?
Make the Keith Moon movie
Make
already.
That Keith Moon movie with this guy as Keith Moon.
No one has the eyebrows like
no.
Jason Schwartzman.
And he drums.
And he drums.
Mike Myers cannot play Keith Moon. Mike Myers is 50.
He's 150 years
he
old.
He cannot play Keith Moon at 18 years old and, joining yeah. The Who.
And we all know Dana Carvey's the drummer.
Yes.
That's very true.
Shwing, Matt.
Oh, man.
That's legit. And that's a whole album by Jason Schwartzman?
Yeah, I think he's got a couple. And yeah, that's Coconut Records. And what happened to that Tom Cruise Phil Spector thing, is that still a thing?
Oh, you know what, I haven't read anything about that, but that would be cool. I'd like that, but again, I think that? Tom's too old to play a young
yeah
maybe I don't know yeah
man
yeah
Phil on, Spector Hollywood?
Movie
come on Hollywood.
So now this next one for me
yeah
is from 2004. This one caught me off guard because I like this one. This might be the one I like the most on this list, so let's play it.
Let's hear it. Who'll guess it?
You fell in love with a broken heart.
Not Bruce Willis.
Love in these modern times. There'll be someone new every night.
Not Don Johnson.
Some other love yarn to wrap my arms around.
I thought this had like a Peter Gabriel feel.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, or he did some time as Cher in a drag show or something.
I can't hear you.
Trust me.
Not about
any guesses?
You.
Hugh Jackman?
Nope.
In love with a
broken. Ewan McGregor?
Nope. I'll give you a hint. This is Iron Man.
Oh, this is Downey?
This is Robert Downey
That's
Jr.
That's right.
From Jesus. An album called The Futurist.
Oh, yeah.
Good looking, funny, dramatic, and can sing a little bit, you dick.
Oh, yeah.
I would not call this a successful effort. I mean, like anybody can.
It's interesting, Tim. It's interesting.
It's nuanced. Yeah, there's something there.
Actually, some of the other cuts were good, too. I didn't know what one to pick, so I just picked this one.
I just mean, from a vocal perspective, anybody mm-hmm. can go into a falsetto and sing into a filtered mic and sound weird. And it can work.
With Pro Tools, anyone can make an album in their basement.
I just, you know.
But what'd you think?
You could do that.
You know what? Then I'm going
to. Okay,
and
genius.
Matt was just doing an Asian type voice, holding his nose, and that was Asian Robert Downey. Oh, Robert.
So sorry.
Hit me with something, Gary.
All right, this is my favorite song, and I didn't know whether to play it on this show or our next one, but okay. not because it has a great. Title, all but right. Okay, it like needs some explanation because this is a person who was, we knew her first as an actress, but then she became this third thing okay. that we kind of know her as today. You know, remember that song "Graduation Day, Friends Forever" by Vitamin C?
No,
it was kind of a hit in the late 90s. Early
you know
2000s.
Who you're talking to, right?
right. This was like it's like one of those genius songs like Monster Mash that's okay. like got a perennial audience every year because you like play it at graduations. It was in 21 Jump Street recently. So
I would probably know.
Is this the song where the guy just tells you to wear sunscreen?
No. It's the girl talking about how we'll be friends forever after graduation day. That was a singer named Vitamin C. She was in the original Hairspray movie as Amber Van Tussle. Which is an amazing, funny part. That's like Deborah Harry's daughter, like the bad girl.
Okay.
And, you know, with the zit and everything. This actress named Colleen Fitzgerald. Okay, so that was in the late 80s. We know what she did in the early 2000s. In the 90s, she had this amazing indie rock band called Eve's Plum. and they were the best. Her name's Colleen Fitzgerald, and this is from, I think this is their last album called Cherry Alive.
I don't know her as an actress or as
or
a singer.
As a singer. But yeah. She was an actress who sang.
You are stymieing me.
But this, I guess I should have saved this for the next song, because for the next show, but it's...
this is fine.
It's a great tune. It's called Jesus Loves You, But Not As Much As I Do, on Rock Solid.
That's good.
Not too shabby, huh?
And that's good.
Maybe I can also get in on the technicality that the band is named after an actress.
I thought that's Eve where
Plum.
It was going.
That's where it was going. Okay, well, Eve Plum, you know, Jan
I was
from
expecting
the,
this to be Mike Lookinland's band.
You could kill it. Oh, that's a good singing actor.
That's
or, is he an, or is he an acting singer, David Cassidy?
David Cassidy? That's great, he would consider himself a singer.
Probably.
He's like Rick Springfield. I think they're singer actors. That's another show, Gary.
That's another show, boy. Yeah, but there's so much uncovered ground in this. There's like, we didn't, like, the like Shatner barely came up in this.
I know. I got a bunch of other songs.
Oh, you have a bunch of others?
Okay. Yeah, I have a bunch.
Yeah, okay.
Pat's not even half done for some reason.
Oh, okay.
Well, still got time, though.
Let's keep cooking.
Okay, let's throw this. This is in the 70s when they were just, they let anyone record an album, and they let this guy. See if you can guess who this is. This is terrible.
She told Pat, and they all got together at the laundromat. She said, oh.
This is Donnie Most.
This is Donnie Most.
Yeah, I know this one.
This is Ralph Mouth from Happy Days.
Christ.
This is called Rock Is Dead.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's enough of that.
Yes, thank you.
Tom Sharpe.
Oh, no, you got to hear the chorus. Yeah. Rock Is Dead.
Rock is dead, but it won't lie down.
It's a zombie.
Okay.
Horrible.
Shakes his head and sticks around.
Nope.
Stay down, Rock.
Dead.
Nope. I'm not doing it.
No one has ever understood Rock the way.
And the album cover for this, and I'll post it on Facebook. It's just kind of him like standing like by the side of the road. Like they just pulled off on Topanga Canyon and said, jump out. And they took a photo.
And then they drove away and left him there.
They pushed him down. Do you have any more, Gary?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have some more. But Tom Sharpling calls that his favorite song. The host of Best Show. So that's why I've heard that. That was a good call. He was the worst one on Happy Days for like nailing the period. He didn't even try.
No.
It was the worst.
He'd play that gag where he'd unscrew the top of the salt shaker. That was way back
then.
That
was so 50s. but it was filled with cocaine. So that's how you knew it was the 70s. But this is, when you talk about bad singing actors, you have to talk about William Shatner. And Ben Folds took the challenge where I'm gonna like, much like we talked about how cast right Keanu Reeves is fun to watch, cast right William Shatner is okay to listen to on a record.
Right.
And here he is covering the great Pulp song Common People on Rock Solid. See what you think of this.
This is produced by Ben Folds, right?
Yeah.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you.
That's how my wife and I met.
What else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do.
It's a shame because the music is great.
It's great music. And then like when it gets a little too intense later, like Ben kind of like grabs the microphone and sings like the more like
God.
I think Jarvis.
I just don't know why anyone would ever want to listen to that. Like it's so perplexing.
Maybe once is a one-off. Like you're in college and you're drunk and someone goes, I got to hear this.
It's
and
just purely ha ha.
Right. And then that's
and
it.
Then it's like,
it's got no lasting value.
No.
But he's the one like who there was a lot of actors would have like these they would dramatically interpret the lyrics to like a Dylan song or something like that or Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Woody.
This or just do the same dumb thing he does for every role.
Yes, exactly.
Now, this next one for me, it's a lady, and I find a lot of times the actors veer towards country. I guess that's the easiest genre to get into. Country people, they'll accept anyone.
Is this going to be Gwyneth?
I don't know. Why don't you just shake that thing?
Billy.
Called Shake That Thing. How would you do that, Gwyneth?
You gotta shake that thing.
Oh my God.
God damn it. That's terrible.
That's the worst.
My friend, that's from the soundtrack of Country Strong. A friend of mine, Stephen Cowan. He saw Country Strong because he goes to see a lot of movies. He gets to see a lot of movies for free because he's in the guild. And all he would keep telling me is, dude, you gotta go see Country Strong. You gotta see Gwyneth Paltrow in these short shorts sing Shake That Thing. I mean, to the point of I thought his head was gonna explode. He loved
that
this.
That was nonsense.
That was absolute garbage.
How does Chris Martin let her leave the house with that?
Well, she pulls out Miley Xylito or whatever that Miley Cyrus's toe.
Point taken.
Checkmate.
Only Chris Martin's wife could think that was acceptable for public consumption.
But now, I have heard her. She can sing. I've heard her sing like other stuff.
She sang that Smokey Robinson song with Huey Lewis in that karaoke movie. Remember that?
I forget what it's called. I forget that.
Cruising. It was a heartbeat or something like that. Anyway,
yeah.
Then last year she came out on the Grammys and sounded awful. I just don't understand.
You're saying, hey, enough of you, Paltrow.
Yeah. Make a damn movie or something.
And maybe her and Robert Downey Jr. could do an Iron Man soundtrack together.
Ooh.
They're both in Iron Man.
Oh, they should cover Iron Man.
Sing.
Oh,
that
wow.
That would be great.
Interesting.
Gary, what do you got? You got another one? We're close on time, but I got to get through these, Matt. I'm sorry.
See if that movie file plays, Matt.
Okay. Well, you do have one more in the can, but
I just can't. All right.
Well, no, I'll play this.
Okay, see if it works.
I can do it.
See if it works. This is another 70s guy who released a single because he was short. He couldn't do a full album.
Why?
Oh, no.
Do people have to fight?
Wait, is this actually Hervé Villechaize?
Yeah.
I made that joke before. I didn't even know this was going to happen.
Really?
What's right?
That's insane.
And again, who would listen to this?
Who would release it?
Arista. This was major label.
Why?
Thing and
because, the, because I, that's, Fantasy Island was the number one show, right?
So the song is called Why.
It's Why.
Oh, the song's called Why?
Yeah, there's great YouTube footage. He's singing it on like Dinah Shore's show or something. And
with his little sausage fingers holding a microphone. Did Dinah Shore pick him up and put him on a stool? He's wearing a lei. I just
did a pretend ventriloquist routine. It was humiliating.
He's like a mini mutant Don Ho.
Boy, that made Gwyneth sound like...
Well, I'm glad we had that palate cleanser. What else you got?
That Paltrow cleanser?
Yes.
Let's fly through. We'll play two of these back-to-back. I'll just tell you who they are. This is a hard throw.
No, I want to keep guessing.
Okay.
I like the guessing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's just play it.
It's from the 70s.
Oh, I know this. I kind of like this one.
Don't say. I think he'll be able to get it in a minute. Matt will.
You really?
I do.
Oh, it's John Travolta.
John Travolta, Let Her In.
Gonna let her in. I think we heard this before, but this is...
Yeah.
Now,
my brother actually brought the 45 and brought this home, and I was like, yeah, that's Barbarino. That's cool.
That's cool. He was... Yeah. I think this was on a triple album. I think his debut was
album was a triple album.
God, Jesus.
That's a lot of music.
Talking about blowing your
and
load.
And then this next one we reference all the time, but you got to hear some of it.
Yeah, it's just... This is iconic.
Yes, that's Dweezil Zappa on guitar.
You can give it away. Your money don't mean much to me.
What a horrible voice.
I know. He sounds like a guy that would come in and audition for the Eagles and not get the gig.
I don't think I've heard this song since '86.
I know. It's on iTunes. or in the cloud.
Hit that high note, Don.
Yep.
Here it comes.
Paul Schaefer might play on this too. Ooh. In 86, I thought this was a legitimate song.
So did I.
It's going to make my heart stop.
Doesn't get much more 80s than that.
No, it does not.
Wow.
Should I keep going?
If you got more.
I do. I have three more I'd like to get through.
Okay.
Do you have stuff, though? Do you have another one?
Yeah, I got one. Go ahead and play
Let's take turns.
This is the reigning queen of actresses who thinks she can sing.
It's so true.
This is...
Madonna?
Bothers me. She ruins this great NRBQ song.
No, that's the
song.
Other way around. Right.
Listen to this.
You'll know it once you hear the disinterested voice. We had the chance to find each other, start making romance. Oh, come on, Pat.
I don't know who this is right now.
In a current hit TV show on Fox.
She's adorable.
Oh, this is Zoe?
Yeah.
Duchanel?
Yeah.
I call her Duchanel.
Yes, we know.
I thought you would like her, Gary. You don't like her?
I can't.
Don't you remember him ranting about her phoning in the national anthem? Was it the national anthem?
Yeah.
She's still in Jenny Lewis's Thunder, and that's why you hate
it. That's right. Yeah. She's working that side of the street. Beat it, Zoe. God. Anyway. But, I don't know. Because she has good taste, obviously, right, in music. But, she just doesn't have a way with the song. I think, and no one's got the courage to tell her, just knock it off. Anyway.
Hey, here's a couple of legitimate movie actors from 2010. They're gonna take it the country route too. Let's hear a couple of these guys a little bit.
God bless America.
Nope,
ooh,
it's not it. But we'll stick with this one.
Oh, I'm sorry. You
no, no, to keep that one on. No. Go back to the one you just played.
God bless my love.
Because this guy.
Stand beside her.
Line him up next to Danny Aiello. Put a blindfold on him and a cigarette in his mouth.
Was this like John Davidson or something?
Nope.
Oh, no, it's a 2010 guy.
No, this is 2002.
Oh, yeah. To the
prairies. It's God Bless America. He's killing our country with this. I'm just going to tell you something. This guy's had two jobs. He used to drive a taxi, and then he worked as a maid.
It's Tony Danza?
Tony Danza.
What?
Oh, my God.
From the album The House I Live In. Cut it.
At least he got rid of his horrible accent for that song.
Danza and Aiello.
Hey, yo. Wait.
Oh, man.
Terrible. And jump into that country duo.
Doing what I shouldn't do. Being who I shouldn't be. A little boy.
Know who that is? That's the dude.
Wow, Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges. I used to think
that I was strong. Yeah, I can hear it.
And then the next guy actually surprises me a lot. Wait for the second verse, it's a different guy. This is the chorus.
I got tired of being good. Started missing that old feeling free.
Know who that is?
Also an actor?
Yes. When I'm back
to being me. Brad Pitt?
No.
I'm trying to think who would sing with Jeff Bridges. He's got a good voice, whoever it is.
You know who would sing with Jeff Bridges?
Who?
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell?
What?
That's from the Crazy Heart soundtrack.
Wow.
The hell you say?
It's Colin Farrell and Jeff Bridges.
I never saw that movie.
That was a good movie.
Damn. Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell. Sounding like a real legit country star.
Not bad, yeah.
Let's talk really quickly about maybe unless you had some more. If Matt,
I got one more that's good. But go ahead.
Okay, I was gonna say Matt can chat. Start looking for a play out, and then let's hear you more, and then we'll talk about singers who can act. Okay,
all right,
yeah, that's a good call.
Okay, here we go. This is my last one, and again, this douchebag.
Yeah,
just play it. Sure. Try to guess.
Oh man, this is Steven Seagal.
Yes.
Yeah, I called it.
This is from Mojo Priest.
Mojo Priest.
This song is called "Talk to My Ass." But this song is called "Talk to My Ass."
Talk to My Ass.
She said, "Baby, you got your own two bad hands." She's telling him to jerk off. You got your own hands, but you ain't got no glove. But thank you
for me. Weird.
Kind of
sounds like Harry Connick.
Well,
who's actually a singer who can act? I would say.
Maybe.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
he's good.
So thank you for letting me go a couple minutes over and ram all those great, great tunes down your throat.
Oh man, that was not enriching or edifying. No.
Oh yeah, I meant to say up front, if you like music, this might not be the show
might
to
not be
to.
The one to listen to. But
and there were countless people: Minnie Driver, Gina Gershon, so many people. That did not make the cut.
I thought I was, when doing some research, I thought I would like Megan Mullally's music more than I do, but that's not.
Does she sing in the boop boopy doop type voice?
She has kind of a cabaret lounge voice. It's okay. Telly Savalas isn't too shabby, if you like. that was one almost made my cuts. But
we're going to get to hear Tom Cruise sing this summer in Rock of Ages.
Yeah, yeah, he'll probably do all his own singing. I bet that'll be okay. I bet that'll be
fun. It'll be fun.
But when it comes to like. Singers who can act, probably you probably Christofferson's probably the king, right? In fact, he might have crossed over and he probably became more of an actor.
Yeah, so much so that I forget sometimes that he acts. Yeah. I mean that he sings.
But I love when we were on with Doug Benson, I remember in Dwight Yoakam in Sling Blade was awesome.
Yeah.
You know who redeemed herself was Mariah Carey in she was so good and Precious.
Yeah.
Who else was
Precious? Is that from a novel?
It was it's based on a novel
pushed by Sapphire.
Okay. Stephen I always get that King. Confused with some other movies.
And let me see. You know, Levon Helm. He was so good in Coal Miner's Daughter.
Yeah, yeah, he was good. Good.
And
again, it seems like the country acting connection is what the big crossover link is.
Yeah,
you know, the country actor
and also
the
rappers.
Tim McGraw seems to have some acting chops of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
Dougie Doug, I enjoy.
Reba, funny on those sitcoms.
Isn't it wild that like Reba had her own sitcom,
right?
And a number one hit with "Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia,"
mm-hmm.
and Vicki Lawrence, her own sitcom, countryfied sitcom, hit with "Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia."
That's interesting.
It's almost interesting. Just falls short of the mark.
Do we have a playout song?
We do, and I'll take any opportunity to play this guy.
All right.
Before we go, though, remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Please write a review on iTunes.
Thanks for all the nice reviews.
And also, if you like baseball, sign up for the Rock Solid Podcast League in the Salary Cap Fantasy Baseball.
Don't like sports.
Nice. Facebook. But it's fun. It's a good way.
A lot of people love it. I hate sports.
Anyway.
So, I do like sports by U.H. Lewis.
All right. Sign up for that too.
Yes.
I should have played this on letter D, but because this is the newest Tenacious D.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Black singing lead vocal. Kyle Gass, another actor, on guitar.
Was released, it was a bomb. And all the critics said that the D was done. The sun had set and the chapter had closed. But one thing no one thought about was the D would rise again, just like the phoenix. We'll rise again.
It's also meta.
Yeah.
Because the fiery heart of a champion cannot be quenched by a failure or an embarrassment. No way, no. And the critics all agreed it was a stinky pile of cheese. But that does not mean that our hearts are